This is Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Leah Fleming. This month, communities all across the state are celebrating a holiday known as Juneteenth. What is it? Well, here is a piece of a reenactment by the Texas Institute for the Preservation of History and Culture.
The people of Texas are informed that in accordance with a proclamation from the executive of the United States, all slaves are free.
On this day in 1865, more than 250,000 slaves in Texas were told about their freedom 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was signed. Well, that day became known as Juneteenth. It's commemorated as the real end of slavery. In 2011, Georgia became the 37th state to recognize Juneteenth. State Senator Donzella James of College Park was one of the legislators who co-sponsored a bill to make it all happen. She joins me now to commemorate Juneteenth in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So every year at this time, I know for me, I feel the spirit of our people. I feel the spirit of those that really endured slavery. And I'm wondering, do you feel that too?
I feel it too. And I go to all of the different events for Juneteenth, and I'm just so happy that we're finally celebrating something that needed to be celebrated.
Mm-hmm. Now, some have called this day America's second Independence Day, followed behind the 4th of July. Would you agree with that?
Well, when we were pushing the legislation, that's what we called it then. And that is what it was, Independence Day for so many who had been slaves forever, and they didn't even know they were free for 2 whole years.
Mm-hmm. So why did you feel it was important to observe Juneteenth in Georgia?
Well, my great-grandmother, I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, and she was right there in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm a third generation on my mom's side, second on my dad. And they always celebrated Juneteenth. So we always had barbecues. We went to church together. We did everything together. So I just thought it should be a state-recognized holiday.
Now, did everybody agree in the legislature at that time to make it happen?
Not at first, but we went and lobbied each one, and it passed unanimously.
So Georgia, like many southern states, continues to deal with some painful moments in our past. We continue to deal with slavery and the Civil War, in which a collection of 11 southern states left the Union in 1860 and 1861, and they formed their own country in order to protect slavery. And there are still monuments around Georgia that speak to that time. And I'm wondering, is there anything that you or anyone can say to help the state deal with the struggle that really does seem very real in 2019?
Well, yes, it's still alive and well in the hearts and minds of some people. Unfortunately, it's still going to probably always be there. However, there are some progressive people, and it's a diverse Georgia now, and so is beginning to change. We have a lot of work to do, but now we have allies on every side, not just African-Americans, everybody, not just Democrats, but Republicans and Democrats who come together and try to do the right thing.
Mm. The over-policing of black and brown people, covert racism in the workplace, and implicit bias played out in schools and at restaurants and businesses in Georgia, those are things that we are continuing to deal with. And I'm wondering, how far have we come as a society 154 years since slavery was abolished in this country?
Well, thank goodness for civil rights, because it made some drastic changes, but everything has not changed yet. So again, we have work to do, and some of us roll up our sleeves and we try to protect all people and make sure that everything is just in the justice system, which it is not. It's still lopsided. So we're working on that. Every year that I've been in the legislature, we have so many bills to come up that never get addressed.
Are there some bills that you would like to see come back for next legislative session?
Well, yes. Now that they've passed the cannabis oil bill, and we have about 60% of the people who are incarcerated right now had something to do with marijuana, even though it was illegal. That's why they're there now after all these years. So we need to go back and look at this and make it a little more equitable.
Okay, so in 2011, you were able to get Juneteenth recognized throughout the state as a holiday. However, it's not a state holiday. Talk about that.
No, it's not a state holiday yet. but we still are looking at it because the Emancipation Proclamation finally for the whole nation, and now it's called Juneteenth, should be celebrated here as well. You know, sometimes you have to chip away a little bit at a time and get a little here and a little there. So we're working toward it.
All right. State Senator Donzella James of College Park, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me. And I hope you enjoy your Juneteenth as well.
Thank you. Now, we are continuing to look at Juneteenth later this morning on Second Thought at 9 a.m. So you can stay with us for that. This is GPB.